Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cut, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Margot Mewall. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, March 2nd, 2002. Here are the headlines to start your day, starting at 7 p.m. on Friday, March 4th, and continuing until 7 a.m. on Sunday, March 6th. Northwestern University Dance Marathon will be back in person for the first time in 2 years due to COVID-19. On February 28th, NUDM emailed participants that masking will be optional in the tent in accordance with university policy of lifting the indoor mask mandate. While the indoor mask mandate both across Illinois and in Evanston were lifted on Monday, many are still masking up. Bookends and Beginnings replaced their mask required sign with one that reads, "Please wear a mask." The Evanston-Skokie School District 65 will be dropping its mask mandate and shifting to a mask optional policy as of Monday, March 7th. Some Chicago local restaurants and bars are raising money to help Ukraine. Reads Local, a dive bar, said in a Facebook post that it will stop selling Russian vodka and donate a portion of its sales to Ukrainian refugees as long as the war continues. Hune Bakery said it will donate a portion of its profits to the International Rescue Committee, a nonprofit helping those impacted by humanitarian crises, in a Facebook post. The bakery has raised more than $1,000 since Sunday. A bill allowing the Illinois Department of Children and Family Service caseworkers to carry mace or pepper spray when making house visits was passed in the Illinois Senate. The legislation was prompted by the murder of DCFS caseworker Deidre Sillis while she was investigating a child endangerment call. All interested in carrying mace or pepper spray will need to be trained for proper use by the Illinois State Police. On Monday, the Biden administration announced plans with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to instate nursing home reforms, blaming some of the over 200,000 COVID deaths of nursing home residents and staff on poor conditions. The plan will include minimum staffing levels, improved inspection checks, and raising financial penalties against poor-performing facilities from $21,000 to $1 million. More than 500,000 refugees have fled Ukraine due to the Russian invasion, the UN said on Monday. Some European nations, such as Poland, Hungary, Bulgaria, Moldova, and Romania, are opening their doors to refugees fleeing the war. The Washington Post reported on Monday that some Ukrainian refugees have been met by crowds of people from all over Europe, welcoming them with hot tea, soup, and transportation upon arrival. That's all for today's Daily Cut. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Margot Mewall. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show, tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cut.